Do that again, do that again, do that again. Give him a shout. Yeah, give him a shout, give him a shout. Raise them ahead and give him all the praise. One more time, raise them again and give him all the praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Everyone say, wow.
Wow.
Everyone say, wow.
Wow.
Okay, great to see all of you. What are we about? 1, 2, 3, go. What are we about? Wow.
Hallelujah.
Come on, let's celebrate that. We thank God. Praise the Lord. It's beautiful. Let's take our seats. Wonderful. Good to see all of you. I'm so happy to be home and to be part of this service. Yes, you're all looking great. Turn to your neighbor and say, wow. Wow. Praise the Lord. I've heard that we are starting, we are in the middle of registration, School of Timothy. Yeah. Please register. Please register, be part of School of Timothy. It's going to help you so much. And it will help all of us. Because we need a lot of leaders. We are in need of leaders. We are in a great need of leaders. We cannot emphasize that enough. We are in need of leaders. We are in need of generation leaders. We are behind. We don't have enough generations. Yes. And the generations we have now are almost overwhelmed. There are many. They have many people. So we need leaders. So be part of this School of Timothy. And this is the place where we pour our lives into you. By the grace of the Lord. Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amina.
Greetings from Sweden. From City Church. They love you. And also greetings from Mama Rhoda. She would have been here this season, but the kids are still controlling. They are in school. Yes, but she loves you. All right, can we go in the word? Let's pray. Father, I want to thank you for this time. I pray that you bless my lips of clay and that you think through me, Holy Spirit. Bless my vocal cords as I minister to these, your precious people. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go to Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11, verse 34. We begin from 34. All right. And we go up to 36. So, the Bible says, the lamp of the body is the eye. The eye. Therefore, when your eye is good, your whole body is also your whole body also is full of light. But when your eye is bad, your body also is full of darkness. Now, this is very key. And it's very, very important that you begin to see. We have said this over and over again because we study the Word of God and we find that it's true. And when you look at all the men, all the people that God has worked with, this is true. That God will never go beyond your faith. He will never do things beyond your sight. He can only do things within the perimeters of your faith. Yeah, he doesn't go beyond what you see. He works within what you see. Yeah? So, if you see here, that's all you see. That is all God would do. But if you see there
and beyond,
that's what God will do. So it is important that you develop an elevated vision. Turn to your neighbor and say, elevate your vision. You have to be able to see in the realm of the spirit. You have to be able to have dreams and visions in your heart. Never walk with empty chambers. You must have the chambers of your heart full of visions and dreams. So the eye here is the eye of the heart. A spiritual eye. So it says, therefore, when your eye is good, when you get a good eye. Everyone say a good eye. Some people have a bad eye. They can't see. It's dangerous. You must be able to see. That's faith. You will never reach anywhere that you haven't seen. You will never achieve anything that you haven't seen. So you must be able to use the eyes of your heart to see far. Don't look at the problems and the challenges where you are and allow them to determine your future. Let these eyes determine the future. You must be able to see your family before you even get married. You must be able to see your children before you even get married. Everything you'll ever get in the physical is already in the spirit. Because the Bible says we are blessed with every spiritual blessings. Where? In the physical, in this realm, where? In the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every, not some, every, yeah, every spiritual blessing. Yeah, may, sorry, be, is that amplified? Okay. May blessing, praise, be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ. He has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing given by the Holy Spirit. So it's already given by the Holy Spirit. Okay, it's already given by the Holy Spirit. Blessing in the heavenly realm. So all spiritual blessings, yeah, they are already given by the Holy Spirit. Do you see that? They are already given by the Holy Spirit. But where are they? They are not here. You can't touch them. So you have to access them. And now the wisdom we need is to be able to access that which is given in the realm of the spirit and manifest it in the physical. Your problem is that you haven't manifested. Stand on your feet. Raise your hands and raise your voice. Let's pray this prayer. Say, God, help me.
Nyamba.
Open my eyes. Begin to pray. I want to hear your voice. Don't pray quietly. We are not quiet people. We are loud people. Yes, pray. Say, open my eyes, Lord. Help me to see what you have given me by your spirit. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Open my eyes to see what you've given me by the spirit. Come on, pray. Pray, open your mouth. Raise your voice. Say, Father, open my eyes. Help me see what you've given me. Come on, pray.
Saba.
Come on, pray.
Saba.
In Jesus' name. So you take your seats. Now, did you see that? Where is your blessing? Where is it? It is not yet in your bank account. But it's in your spiritual bank account. So you got to access your spiritual bank account. And carry the wisdom to bring what is already yours in the spirit. In the realm of the spirit. Given to you by the spirit. And manifest them in the physical. The problem with every believer is the ability to manifest.
Says
you lay your hands on the sick and they shall recover. It is done. By the stripes of Jesus Christ, everyone is healed. But why don't we heal them? Because we still have a problem. We don't know how to access what is already given to manifest it in the physical. We must learn to see. Because you cannot manifest what you don't see. Everyone says, see. Okay, let's go back to Luke. So, he says, but when your eye is bad, your body also is full of darkness. Let's go to 35. Therefore, take heed. Yeah? That the light which is in you is not darkened.
Now,
there's a problem here. That the light in you can be darkened. The light in you can be what? Darkened. So he says, that the light in you is.
Agamba wegendereze okulaba nga ekitangala kiri mu gwe tekizikiza.
36. If then your whole body is full of light,
bwe kiba nga mbiri gwo gwonna gujjudde ekitangala,
having no part dark,
nga temuli kizikiza kyonna,
the whole body will be full of light.
Omubiri gwo gwonna guba gujjudde ekitangala.
There is nothing dark in you.
Kiteeza temuli kizikiza mu gwe.
Let there be light. Maintain the light in you. As when the bright shining of a lamp gives you light. So let's go back to verse 35. And I'll show you something. So he says, therefore take heed that the light which is in you is not darkened. So everyone has light. All of us, you have light. Jesus is the light of the world.
Yes,
the word of God is Jesus. You have the word, you have light. You have Jesus, you have light. All of you are full of light. But light in you can be darkened. The word of God is light in us. Because when we read the word, we are looking at the face of Jesus. The word, that's why you need to love the word. Jesus is the word.
Yesu che chigambo.
And Jesus is the light in us. The hope of glory. The Bible says the power that raised Jesus from the grave resides in us.
It's
active in us. That is the light. The Bible says in Colossians 2 that the Godhead dwells in us bodily. He is in us. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yes, for in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead. Let's go to, give me Amplified. Yes, for in Him the whole fullness of that Godhead continues to dwell in bodily form, giving complete expression of the divine nature.
Agamati muye, owa katonda wonobusatu.
Verse 10. And you are in Him,
nawe olimuye,
made full, and having come to fullness of life in Christ, you too,
are
filled
mujuziwa
with the Godhead,
ne Katonda,
Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and reach full spiritual stature. And He is the head of all rule and authority of every angelic principality. So light dwells in us, but it can be darkened. Let's go back to Luke. Are you getting me? So therefore, be watchful. At least the light, the one in you, is darkened. So now light can be darkened. That is when we fail to see the manifestation of what has been given. Now, for us to progress, to go forward, to see God work in our lives here on earth, yeah? To walk in the power of God, to experience the supernatural, to see miracles, signs and wonders in our lives, to have progress in life. Don't you want to progress?
You want to be stagnant.
How do you progress? How do you increase? How do you multiply? Is when you have these two things. Write them down. Two. You need two things to come from point A to point B. Number one, you need light. Number two, you need eyes. You can't move without light. You can't move without eyes. You know, power goes off in
Uganda.
We all know that. But very soon it will change. Power goes off. But I want you to go back and imagine those moments where power has gone off when you are in your house in the dark, in the night when it's dark and it goes off. when you are in your living room, family room, or kitchen, or bedroom, or in the shower, and it goes off, and it's dark. And what do you do? Stand. Stop moving. Because you're going to knock things. So until you get light, you can't access your house. Am I right? When it goes off and it's dark, and in many cases, I don't know about you, but in many cases when it goes off, I find myself closing my eyes. Do you do the same?
Yeah.
So you do it. Yeah, why do we close our eyes? Somehow when it's dark, when power is off, and you're in the house, you've been moving around, and it goes off, it goes off. You close your eyes. Why do you close your eyes? Dark. So darkness will push you back into another realm of darkness. You even close your eyes and you create more darkness. You see, so you need light to progress. Number two, you need eyes. But the number one, light, is already in us. But the Bible has said that that light can be darkened by a bad eye. Okay? A blind man cannot see even when light is there. Because he has a bad eye, light is darkened. He will tell you, I can't see. And in most cases, when we pray for people, when we pray for the blind, the first thing they see is light. They will tell you, I see some light. Do you see objects? No. Do you see people? No. Do you see this? No. What do you see? I see light. Light comes first. Why? Because now the eye is becoming good. It was darkened. It was bad. And his life was darkened. So now we need to develop a good eye. Not this one, but this one. For you to be able to see, to walk by faith and not by the natural sight. Don't allow your present circumstances to give you a bad eye. Keep a good eye. Are we together? Let me show you something. Let's go to Jeremiah. I'm about to finish. Jeremiah. 43 verse 18. Yeah? No. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 6. Then said I, O Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am a youth, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. So now God is dealing with a man who did not know who he was. He was dealing with a man who wasn't bezude. You need to become a bezude. Yes. So he was talking to a man who wasn't bezude. And so this man, Jeremiah, was looking at his natural circumstances. He didn't have the eye to see what God sees. But the Lord said to me, do not say, I am a youth. Don't say it. All right, let's go to the next one. Do not be afraid of their faces. For I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. What did we say? The word of God is what? Light. So he said, Jeremiah, you are darkened, now I'm going to give you light. I have put my words in your mouth so that you can see. You need light. Amen. Yeah. Let's go back. Which verse is that? Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. Verse 10. See.
Laba.
Now, after I've given you light, see.
Laba.
Everyone says, see. Make sure you see because you have light. You and I are born again. We have light. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Jesus Christ is the hope of glory. Hope. Hope has to. Hope touches the future. Hope is light. The hope of glory. Yeah, people are suffering because they've lost hope. The worst thing in life is to lose hope. Yeah, but the hope of glory. Come on, shout and say hope. Hope. So the hope of glory is in us. Which means light is in us. Yes. Yeah. But let's go back to, you've given me this one. To them God will to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. The word hope is light. This hope is light. When you have no hope, you have no light. Because hope touches the future. Hope speaks of the future. You might be barren now, but you have hope. Your hope is not gone. You remember Jesus, God is talking to the man, the prophet took him in the open valley of dry bones and said,
these
bones are so dry, there are so many, and all the hope is gone. They were dry for a long time.
So
there was no light. Okay, let's continue. Let's go back to Jeremiah. All right, then, see, he says, see, I have this day set you over the nations. Now, when you are still in Butabika, you need to see yourself being set over nations. Yeah, from where you are, that is where you see from. Some people are waiting to see when they arrive. You will never arrive if you don't see. So he says, see, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down,
no,
to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant.
No, kusimba.
Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? I have given you light. Now, what do you see? Do you still have a bad eye?
Or China is a B.
And you see, your bad eye will determine your speech. Because your bad eye controls the whole body. So now God had to ask. Now that I've given you light, what do you see? Now that you're born again, what do you see? I said, I see. A branch of an almond tree.
That
is very powerful. Now, he was saying, I'm a youth. I cannot make it. I have to wait. They won't believe me. And God says, what do you see? His eye opened. And he saw a tree. An almond tree. When you study about this tree, in every season, it is the first one to bring fruit. So now you see the meaning. In every season, it is so quick. Almond tree. Quick to bring. It's the first one. So now God was saying, I put my light in you. Now I want your eye to be good. Let your eye be good. So when the eye became good, Jeremiah saw an almond tree. In other words, he saw himself blossoming at a very high speed. He's the first one in every season. Stand up on your feet. See yourself as an almond tree. Begin to declare, I am the first one. Raise your hands and your voice. Say, I am the first one. I am the first one. In every season, I am the first one. In every season, I shine brighter. In every season, I'll be quick. In every season, I shine brighter. Come on, declare. Come on, declare. I have a good eye. 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 In every season. In every season. In every season. I'll blossom. I'll be the first one. I'm going ahead. I see my Lord. Come on, pray. Come on, pray. Raise your voices. Raise your voices. Raise your voices. And pray. You are the first one. You are the first one. You are an almond tree. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's see. Praise God. So, let's continue. Woo! Verse 12. Then, when he said, I see a branch. And then he said, then, after, God is going to do something after you have seen something. So he says, then, after he had seen, after he changed his language, it's conditional. That's why I'm saying God will never do anything beyond your sight, beyond your imagination, beyond your meditation, beyond your eye. He will not do it. Then the Lord say to me, you have seen well, which means you have a good eye. You have a good eye. You have a good eye now. And when he says, you have seen well, my son, you have a good eye. Now that you have a good eye, I am ready to perform my word. Achitege da kubiengalo. Now that you have a good eye, I'm ready to do it. So someone of you have promises, prophecies. You are full of these things. But God is not ready to do it. When you are still darkened, He won't do it. He won't do it. It's your eye that gives him permission. That's why nobody can get saved without faith. It is your faith that gives God permission. It's your eye. I'm supposed to end here, but can I give you one more verse? Yeah, I'm supposed to end here. 30 minutes. But let me give you one. Okay? One. Let's go to Isaiah.
Isaiah.
43.
18.
This is amazing. So he says, you remember? He says to him, do not remember the former things. Don't consider the former things. Don't remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Yeah. Don't have a bad memory. Don't consider your pain. So if I don't consider the old, what should I consider? If I don't consider my past, what should I consider? Everyone say future. How do you see your future? How do you know your future? By the eye. By the eye. It is that eye that helps you to see the future. The second one, 19. And it says this, behold. Now when you read that, when you study that word, behold. Behold. It says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now. He says, I will do it. And then it says, now. Wow. Everyone say, wow. He says, I'll do a new thing. Comma. Now.
Kati.
Now.
Kati.
It shall spring forth.
Chikenda kulabisibwa.
Now, English students are confused. You need study spiritual language and understand the mind of God. And that will help your eye. So he says, I will do a new thing.
Now
it shall spring forth.
Shall
you not know it? Then know there is experience. That word know is the same word we see in Genesis.
And
when Adam knew his wife,
Adam boy amanya kawa
conceived.
Conceived.
Okay, so now Adam knew Eve his wife,
Adam
and she conceived and bore Cain.
Now
you cannot conceive without experiencing a man. Your soul has a womb. You cannot conceive without the eye. It's the eye that brings in a seed. Just like it is impossible for a woman to conceive without a seed from a man. Your soul cannot conceive
and give birth
and manifestation without the eye being active. The seed comes to the eye, enters your womb, and you conceive. Okay, let's go back. So, it says, I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert.
No, stay there.
We are ending with that, 19. So he says, I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Now, he's talking to a man that is in the wilderness. He's talking to a man that is in the desert. So he's walking in the wilderness and he's walking in the desert. But God tells him to behold. So the word behold there is the word be amazed. So he's telling a man,
Who
is in the desert? Who is in the wilderness? To look around and see rivers and see a beautiful road and say,
wow.
He's talking to a woman that is barren to wake up every day.
Wow.
You got to be whole. He's talking to a jobless person and says, wake up every day, walk around in your house, behave like you are late for work. Wow. In the desert, in the rivers. He says, be alert, be present. About to do something brand new. I am about to do something brand new. Yes. Be alert. Be awake. Because I'm about to do it. Brand new. It's bursting out. Don't you see it? Don't you see it? See it bursting out. Don't you see it? There it is. I am making a road through the desert, rivers in the...
So
he says, come on. There it is. Your wife is over there. Your husband is over there. Your children are over there. Your job is over there. Your healing is right here. Can't you see it? Oh Lord, I can't see it. Because you're darkened. But you're blessed already. Activate the eye. See. Behold. Be amazed. Look at your wife before she comes. Say, wow. Look at your husband before he comes and say, wow. Look at your ministry before you begin to preach. And say, look at all these people. Wow. I have a beautiful voice. I'm singing to thousands and thousands of people. I am speaking hope into them. Wow. Stand on your feet. Begin to pray. Come on. Raise your hands. Begin to pray in tongues. 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 See something. Oh, if you can, close your eyes. Begin to see something. And pray. Begin to see something. Come on, see something. And pray. God is doing a new thing. Can't you see it? Can't you see it? Can't you see it? Open your eyes and see it. It is bursting out. It is bursting out. Shivayo, it is busting up. Shivayo,